This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nothing says pride of ownership better than a cashback dividend. Farm machinery prices have gone up 3 to 4% directly due to tariff disruptions. The industry wants them gone and to regain the tariff-free environment initiated in the 1990s.
When you want to get more for your money, start by getting more when you borrow it. And you can get more with Farm Credit Services of America. Along with attractive rates and ag-friendly terms, you get an entire organization that understands what you do and works for your success. You can also get cash-back dividends, which gives you even more. Call Farm Credit Services of America at 1-800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Industry analysts say the North American farm equipment supply chain has had to increase its product pricing by at least 3 to 4% due directly to the tariff disruptions. Another result is a longer than normal inventory of new equipment sitting on lots. Steve McCabe, the executive of the Agricultural Manufacturers of Canada, says the industry is happy to see the tariffs lifted because many of his organization's members had continued to build equipment after deciding against laying off employees.
So there's a lot of iron sitting out in a lot of our members' yards waiting to be sold. It's sitting there as inventory, and now that the tariff has been lifted, I think we're going to see a lot more movement of product.
Fraser Johnson is from the Ivy Business School at the University of Western Ontario. Johnson finds the entire tariff-driven business climate ironic, as it's being waged at a time when large-scale trade agreements have been so successful over the past few decades.
The uncertainty created by the constant changes in policies by the U.S. government make it difficult for companies to be able to establish long-term plans. Tariffs are a tax on the consumer. So as the U.S. government puts tariffs on goods coming in to the U.S., that's really a cost that the American consumer is going to have to pay. Some of the decisions that are being made in the U.S. right now, I think, are going to overall end up hurting the consumers, and I think the economic performance of Mexico, Canada, and the U.S.
Those are two Canadian points of view on tariffs imposed on the machinery manufacturing sector of the North American continent. I'm Ken Root on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.